This is the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Amy Scott, in for Molly Wood. This week, after nearly 30 hours of debate, the House Judiciary Committee passed a series of antitrust bills that could weaken the power and influence of the biggest tech companies. The proposed legislation would increase merger filing fees to give regulators more money to police them, prohibit big companies from snapping up smaller competitors, and even force tech giants to sell off parts of their business that create conflicts of interest, like, say, Amazon. Both operating a major platform for e-commerce and selling its own products on that platform. All of the measures had some bipartisan support, but there's still a lot of disagreement, even within parties, about how far to go. It's a topic for Quality Assurance, where we take a second look at a big tech story. McKenna Kelly followed the hearings as a policy reporter at The Verge. She says just the fact that all six bills passed out of committee is pretty significant.
This has been happening for years and years and years, and it moved through this long investigation, this tedious investigation with hundreds of thousands of documents and all of these, lawmakers compelling these big companies to give all of this evidence over and then having these reports and then more hearings. And this really is the moment where we see the changes that Congress wants to make and how the market could be reshaped for the second leg of the 21st century.
I'm interested in the conversation that came out of these hearings. What did you hear that surprised you?
So when these bills were first introduced, they came out surprisingly bipartisan, something that you would not have predicted last year when this investigation was still ongoing. At the end of the investigation, Republican ranking member Ken Buck authored his own report, basically disagreeing with everything Democrats said. So it was a complete change of direction when these bills were introduced. But then seeing the fractures in both the Democratic caucus and the Republican caucus was really interesting. You had California representatives criticizing the bills pretty greatly. And then, of course, you had Republicans on the more populist right, like Jim Jordan, who was trying to get Republican censorship in all of these kind of non-germane issues brought into the conversation as well.
So where do we go from here?
Now these bills go to the House floor. These lawmakers still have questions, and they're still going to be amending these bills before they get to the House floor. So there's going to be some conversations there about what changes before everyone votes. And then, of course, a vote needs to be called. That's basically up to Nancy Pelosi, right, and when she wants to get that moving. That could be, there is no timeline, so that could happen whenever. And then also, we have to watch out for Amy Klobuchar's companion bills being introduced in the Senate. So even though it feels like this two-year-long investigation finally culminating into bills might be over, it's really just the beginning of a second leg of a longer process. But it's edging closer and closer and closer to the finish line.
McKenna Kelly is a policy reporter at The Verge, where she covers net neutrality, data privacy, antitrust, and internet culture. Jesus Alvarado, Stephanie Hughes, and Michael Lipkin produce the show. Our engineer is Jessen Dueler. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.